Oh my, this isn't the ladies' room. I sure hope nobody's in here. How embarrassing would that be? Oh, hi there, sir. Sorry to burst in on you like this. It seems I've walked into the wrong bathroom. Oh my, you look so flustered. You weren't up to anything naughty, were you, sir? Get out. Well, that's a little bit mean, don't you think? How could you say such a thing? Me being in here shouldn't be that big of a deal. I don't see why you'd get so agitated unless. Are you sure you weren't up to anything naughty, sir? You weren't by any chance touching yourself, were you? No, of course you weren't. How silly of me to even ask. You'd know better than to masturbate at work. Just imagine how angry the boss would be if you were found out. And there'd be no hiding it, would there? Even if you pulled your pants up in time, there's no guarantee I wouldn't have noticed a huge bulge poking right through them. Oh, well, what's that, sir? That huge bulge poking through your pants. What do I want? How rude. Ugh, fine, I'll drop the act. But what makes you think I want anything? Do you really think I'd tell on you? Because I would. Oh, come on, I'm just messing with you. This is going to be more fun than I first thought. That's right. I came in here fully aware that you were jerking off. Actually, I've been waiting for this moment all day. What am I talking about? Oh, come on. Well, I guess I've got some explaining to do. You know your bathroom breaks, sir? You may have everyone else fooled, but not me. Now, there's obviously nothing wrong with needing the bathroom, but we both know that's not what's going on in here. You always go at this time of day when there's hardly anyone in the office, and you're always gone for at least 30 minutes. So, that's already more than a little suspicious. But what really convinced me that you're up to no good was quite simply your face. You just look so guilty on your way in and even guiltier on your way out. So one day, I thought I'd do some digging, you know, to see what the fuck you get up to on these little escapades of yours. And by digging, I mean I checked your browser history, sir. Oh, you're looking awfully pale right now. Don't worry, sir. I didn't see anything too bad. Admittedly, not a lot of work-related stuff, but there was a lot of this, shit, what was it called? It was only three letters long. How could I have possibly forgotten? Maybe you know what I'm talking about? It's your browser history, after all. No. Well, I guess that's that. I'll be on my way then. Unless. Oh, no, it just came back to me. I think it was called GWA. Yeah, GWA. Gone Wild Audio? I'm sorry. I promised I'd cut the shit, but sir, you're just really fun to tease. So, I won't lie to you. I didn't know what I was looking at first. I mean, it was obviously porn, but I didn't really know what to expect. I didn't know what I was getting myself into. So I made the same mistake you did. I was at your desk and I listened to one of those naughty little audios. I shouldn't have, I know that. I should have been working, but my curiosity just got the better of me. I would have even had an excuse the first time. I could have played it off like I was investigating you or something. Like I was confirming that you were, in fact, listening to porn while you were on the clock. But what excuse did I have the second time? Or the third? And what excuse did I have when I started touching myself right there at your desk? It was risky, but I just couldn't help myself. For real, you hit a gold mine when you found GWA. There are just so many sexy performers to listen to and so many naughty tags to choose from. Some people might have felt a little intimidated by all that variety, but not you, sir. Your search history seems to suggest that you know exactly what you're looking for. When you have a particular kink or tag in mind, you're like a man on a mission. Don't be embarrassed. We can't help what turns us on now, can we? Oh, sir, really? What's it going to take for you to loosen up a little? Come on, I know. Why don't we play a game? No, nothing bad. Jesus, you really don't trust me, do you? Do you think that if I wanted to get you in trouble, I'd have done it already? Exactly. All right, the rules are simple. You're going to talk me through one of your favourite tags, and then I'm going to talk you through one of mine. Got it? No, no buts. Yeah, you're starting. Come on, don't be shy. Dirty talk. All right, starting off safe, I see. No, it's okay. Who doesn't love a little dirty talk? But you're holding back on me, sir. Don't worry, I'm not mad, but I won't be holding back on you. Not one bit. Okay, my turn. Now, you pay attention to what I'm saying, and that way, when it's your turn again, you'll know what sort of answer I'm looking for. All right, let me think. I guess blowjobs. Yeah, what can I say? I just love giving blowjobs. I like to imagine that I'm the girl in the audio, the one on her knees, opening her slutty little mouth for you, ready for you to punish her throat with your hard, wet cock. Okay, so maybe blowjob isn't the right word for it, but that's what I want. Like, sure, I can suck a dick, and that's fine, I guess, but it would be so much hotter if you were to just grab my hair and fuck my pretty little face. If you were to treat me like you own me, like I'm some good-for-nothing whore, just a throat for you to fuck and a mouth for you to come in. Oh, well, not you, sir. You wouldn't necessarily be the one fucking my face. That would be inappropriate. I'm just describing a fantasy, after all. Anyway, that's what I mean by not holding back. Now, did any of that sound familiar? Did it sound like something you might have listened to? Hey, don't try and hide it, sir. I've seen your history, remember? I know you love blowjobs and face fucks just as much as I do. You even listen to audios where it's all blowjob, no sex, just a cute little slut absolutely worshipping and choking on your cock. God, I'd love to be that slut. Oh, I mean, not, you know, just like in general, I just want to choke on a cock. Again, it doesn't have to be yours. Although, okay, your turn. You haven't thought of one yet. Are you kidding me? Oh, fine. How about we skip your turn then? Just this once though, I won't be so lenient next time. And you'd better have a really good one ready, or I'll be mad with you, sir. So, another tag that I listen to and have caught you listening to would be anal. Yeah, anal. Why are you so surprised? Now, sir, you might fantasise about taking your cock and sticking it in some slut's tight little asshole and fucking her until she can barely walk, but I fantasise about being that slut. I fantasise about you, I mean someone, taking all their frustrations out on my ass. I want them to bend me over and treat me like a little fucking whore. And once they're done pounding my ass, I want them to come in me and fill my gaping hole with all of their hot cum. You know, now that I think about it, maybe I fantasize about anal so much because I've never actually done it before. Like, I have all these depraved fantasies about someone ravishing my ass, but no one's been man enough to just bend me over and fucking do it yet. I feel like I'm really missing out, you know? Too much? You look a little lost for words. Did that turn you on? Hearing that I'm an anal virgin? Oh, really? How was that unprofessional? Or at least, how was it more unprofessional than anything else I've said? I only wanted to know if I turned you on. So, did I? Fine, you don't have to admit it, but I think your raging boner speaks for itself. You've been hard this whole time, so clearly me being here hasn't made you any less horny. Speaking of being horny, I think it's finally your turn to tell me a tag. And you'd better not play it safe this time. There's one tag in particular that I just can't wait for you to try and downplay. Which one? Well, you tell me, sir. No, not the rape tag. I'm pretty sure I listen to that more than you do. Nope, not that one either. Stuck already? Are you really, sir? Or are you just delaying the inevitable? Alright, I'll give you a clue. This particular tag appeared in every single audio you clicked on today. Has it hit you yet? Are you finally starting to realise why I burst in on you today of all days? Go on, sir, tell me. What sort of audios were you binging earlier? That's right, office slut audios. You've been touching yourself, imagining a sexy assistant or a cute co-worker doing whatever you tell her to. No matter how depraved or fucked up or unprofessional. Office slut, cute co-worker. I wonder who fits that description. Shh, it's okay. I'm not upset. Actually, I'm quite flattered. I can't really blame you either. I guess I'm dressed quite provocatively today. This blouse, well, it's kind of see-through, so you've probably gotten a few good looks at my bra. I really like this one, but normally I'd only wear it when I'm trying to look nice and fuckable for someone special. Oh, and this skirt. It's the shortest one I own. I'm sure you weren't the only person today to, you know, catch a glimpse of my cute little bubble butt or my tight itty bitty thong. You know, sir, maybe I dressed like this just for you. Maybe I dressed like a total fucking slut just so I could catch you jerking off to me today. Wouldn't that be something? Well, obviously I didn't. It would be highly unprofessional of me to turn on a co-worker. I would never do such a thing, sir. Not unless said co-worker had been turning me on. Oh, you heard me right. Sir, do you have any idea how horny I get seeing you take these bathroom breaks? Just knowing that you're in here, touching yourself, and knowing that if I can get to your desk without being caught, I'll get to do the same. It's fucking exhilarating. Normally, that'd be the end of it. I'd sit down at your computer, play with my pussy, and then get back to work. But today, when I saw all the office slut audios you'd been listening to, when I realised that you were jerking off to me, I couldn't just not say hello. So here I am, saying hello. Now, the way I see it, sir, you have two options. Option one is for you to tell me to fuck right off, to say that it's actually kind of weird that I've been playing with myself at your desk, listening to your porn, yada yada. But then, like, I don't want to be that girl, but it is your search history that's full of audio porn, not mine. So if, God forbid, some anonymous little bimbo told the boss to check out the computers, who do you think would be in more trouble? Me or you? Oh, well, don't you fret, sir. Neither of us would have to worry about that bitch if you choose option two. I know, right? I should be in sales. So, yeah, option two. If you were to choose this option, you'd forgive me for, well, spying on you and tormenting you and interrogating you about your fantasies when, really, we're just trying to jack off in peace. But then, well, I'd need to know that you'd forgiven me, wouldn't I? And the way you'd let me do that is by fucking my face and ass. Oh, sir, I'm deadly serious. I mean, why do you think I insisted on that game? Would I have really told you that I love giving blowjobs, or that I've never taken it in the arse before, if I didn't want you to do something about that? So what's it going to be? Option one or option two? I guess, no, you don't really have a choice. But try not to think of it like that. Think of it as us finally realising that we're into the same shit. Like, you want to take advantage of an office slut, and I'm the office slut that wants to be taken advantage of. This was, like, meant to happen. Oh, you're still not convinced? I know what might do the trick. I'm gonna get on my knees right here in front of you. Now, I think we've both listened to enough GWA to know that when a cute girl gets on her knees like this, it would be rude not to fuck her pretty little face. Come on, sir, this is happening. Do you seriously expect me to believe that you haven't been fantasizing about this? About me? There you go. Just come a little bit closer. Don't worry, I won't bite. Now, sir, if you don't mind, I'm going to pull your pants down. Oh my God. What the hell? Why were you stalling on me like that? This is such a nice cock. Of course it is. And there's so much pre-cum for me too. Why don't I clean some of it up for you, sir? Let me take my tongue and lick away all this pre-cum. Are you alright? Your whole body just spasmed. All I did was give your cock a little lick. Are you really that on edge? Tell me, how long have you been jerking off before I burst in on you? Oh, that long, huh? Shit, you must be really close to coming. Although, you'd better not come just yet. You wouldn't want to blow your load before we've had some real fun, would you? Sir, you know, I'm just going to tease you like this until you tell me what to do next, right? I'm just going to lap away at your slit and at your cockhead until you tell me, no, until you fucking order me to open my slutty little mouth and suck on your cock like a good little whore. That's the spirit. Well, I better do as you say, sir. If you want to take advantage of me, I guess I have to let you. You are my superior after all. Oh, don't give me that look. You know I want this as much as you do, so you're not really taking advantage of me. If you like, I can be more honest and just suck you off super enthusiastically. Oh my God, sir. I love your cock so, so fucking much. You have no idea how long I've been fantasizing about this. Or I can pretend. I can act like I don't really want to be here. Like, I'm only sucking on your cock because you told me to. sir, how could you do this to me? Please, I don't want this. No, sir, please stop. I don't want to worship your gorgeous fucking cock with my tight little whore mouth. Oh, have I mentioned what a nice cock you have, sir? I have a nice mouth. Sir, well, aren't you a sweetheart? Oh, if you want me to deep throat you, sir, all you have to do is ask. All right, I promise the back of my throat will feel amazing. How was that? Deep enough for you? No. I'm sorry, sir. I swear I'm trying my best. You know, maybe you should take over. I might not be able to take it that deep by myself, but I'm sure that if you were fucking my face, then we wouldn't be having this issue. Go on, I trust you. Grab me by my hair and fuck my throat. Fuck. I don't think I've ever taken a cock that deep before. Oh God, I'm great. I'm really, really great actually. You don't have to like worry about me or anything if that's why you stopped. You're too cute. Oh, you're too cute, sir. You know, not to worry about me anymore. So why aren't you fucking my face again? Oh, don't stop. Pound my throat like you fucking own it. Oh, is that all you got? For my throat, at least. I like the way you think, sir. Well, that's one tag out of the way. You know what that means. All right, help me up. Oh, thank you. Now, come with me. We don't want to be hunched up in some bathroom stall for this next tag now, do we? Holy shit, look in the mirror. You've absolutely ruined my makeup. No, I like it. I'd be upset if my mascara wasn't running. All right then, I'm going to lean over this countertop and... and it seems you're going to spread my legs. How impatient of you, sir. Now, let me just arch my back and... Oh, will you look at that? My skirt was so short, it just rolled all the way up over my ass. I'd ask if you'd like the view, but I can see your face in the mirror and I don't think like is a strong enough word. Mm-hmm. That's it. Pull my thong down. Oh, here. Oh my god, they're fucking drenched. Safe to say I won't be putting them back on today. Oh, I can't believe this is finally happening. I'm bent over this countertop, showing you my wet little pussy and tight arsehole. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just a little nervous, okay? Now, stop being so freaking understanding and fuck my ass already. So, oh, what are you doing? Oh, stop it. I told you to fuck my ass, not finger my pussy. Oh, you're getting your own back. Wait, now, oh, no, please, not now. Please, sir, I just want you in my ass. Can't you edge me some other time? Oh, I know, I was behaving like a slutty little cock tease, but at least whenever you told me to do something, I did it. Did I bring lube? Oh, fuck. That would have been a good idea, wouldn't it? Yeah, my pussy is pretty wet. What are you getting at, though? Oh, so you weren't supposed to do that. Oh my god, your cock went straight into my pussy. Oh, but I don't understand. Wait, you're not going to use my pussy juice as lube, are you? Oh, will that work? Oh, fuck, that feels really nice, though. Yeah, I know I'm soaked. I can even feel it running down my thighs. Are you sure about this? Do you think you'll be slick enough? Oh, don't just pull out without any warning. Oh, I kind of miss you in my pussy now. Oh my god, your cock is absolutely drenched in my juices, sir. This might actually work. Mhm. Yeah, I'm ready. Put it in my ass. Oh. Oh, go easy on me, sir, please. Oh, I can feel you filling me up, sir. Oh, don't stop now. Grab my hips just like that and push your cock all the way inside. Oh, God, you're really big. Oh, your cock feels so big in my asshole. Keep going. Oh, you did it. I did it. I took your whole cock in my ass. Oh, are you proud of me, sir? All right, what's with the hold up? Don't be holding back on me now. Move your hips and fuck my ass. Oh, come on, sir. I know you can thrust faster than that. So what if it's only my first time? I'm a big girl. I can take it. So... please, sir. I want you to ruin my tight little asshole. Pretty please. Oh, yeah, that's it. Give it to me. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God, you're stretching me out so good. Oh, I can feel it with every thrust. My ass just opens up that little bit more for you. Oh, that's it. Faster. Oh, harder. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. How has it taken me this long to do this with you? Like, I've caught you listening to anal before, sir. Oh, but for some reason, I couldn't bring myself to confront you about it until now. So instead, I just sat at your desk and played with my pussy like a dirty little whore. Oh, what are you doing? Where are you taking my hand? Oh, you want me to touch myself now too? Except I won't need to imagine your cock in my ass, will I, sir? I've got the real thing this time. Of course I'll play with my pussy for you. Besides, it's not like I'm in any position to say no, am I? Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, I don't know how much more I can take of this. I'm already so close to coming. Oh, you want to come too? No. Oh, yeah, I'm close, but I'm just not there. Not just yet. But you can hold it in, can't you, sir? I just want us to come together is all. Oh, so I don't care how close you are or how much you want to come in me. You just keep pounding my arsehole for as long as it takes, okay? Yeah, I'll be a good little slut and come real soon for you, sir. I promise. Oh, your cock feels so fucking good. Oh, I don't want this to ever end. Oh, it's gonna be so hard going back about the rest of my day, just trying to get work done, when all I'm gonna be able to think about is your cock in my ass. Oh, so please, oh, don't ever stop fucking me. Oh, God. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna fucking come. Come with me, sir. Oh, shoot all your cum right into my tight little asshole. Oh, I want you to fill me up with your hot fucking load. Oh, God, I'm coming. Oh, come, sir. Yes, come with me. Oh, holy shit. Oh, no, stay there. Stay there. Oh, I'm gonna need you to pull out slowly, okay? That's it, nice and slow. Oh, help me out, will you? I hope you're not mad at me, sir. I'd like to think that we both enjoyed that, but I know I kind of blackmailed you into it. I wouldn't really have told anyone else about the porn and the jerking off. I don't know what I was thinking when I said that. No, it's not okay. I feel really bad. Like, I don't know. I should have just asked you out. Like a normal person or something. Yeah, where's the fun in that? What do you mean I don't have to call you that? You mean like, sir? I think I should, actually. Okay then, how does daddy sound? Might raise a few eyebrows, but it could be fun. Would you wanna... No, you go. What were you gonna say? Really? It's nothing. Please, go ahead. Oh, I was just gonna ask if maybe you'd... I want to make this a recurring thing. I understand if you'd rather just stick with GWA and play it safe, so to speak. But I don't think I can go back. Not now. It's like all of a sudden, listening to Gone Wild audio at your computer isn't the naughtiest thing that I can think of anymore. Yeah, we could listen together. That sounds really fun, actually. No, really, like, maybe we could reenact them as well. Or did you just want to listen to? You like the sound of that? Awesome. Hey, you better get back to work, though. This was quite a long bathroom break, even by your standards, sir. I mean, daddy. Yeah, I'll be out in a sec. Hey. Will you be heading straight to your desk? Okay, well, you might want to delete your browser history once you're there. Are you for real? Yes, of course that's a thing that you can do. Oh, jeez, what am I going to do with you, sir?